This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
13 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. It's Monday, 18th July 2022. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. And this morning, we're going to Osun State. Perhaps we're returning from Osun State. There was an election over the weekend, and Ademola Adeleke has emerged the governor-elect under the platform of the Post Democratic Party. The incumbent governor, who's done one term and was looking to return, Gboyega Oyetola, did not win. And several things have come out of that, which we're going to talk about this morning. But for those who may not know, Ademola Adeleke ran for the same office 4 years ago and lost to Oyetola under what some people have described as very controversial circumstances. So perhaps it's come full circle. So we'll dig into that this morning on The Crossfire. My guest is journalist Olalekan Ige of the Independent Monitor newspaper. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Eno. And how was your weekend?
Good. Congrats. Rivers United doing us proud.
Yeah, definitely. And we are proud at this moment that we are winning the league title for the first time in a long while.
I mean, something good, something to cheer us all up, right?
Yeah, well,
after a very tumultuous first half of the year.
Yeah, well, at the stadium yesterday, where the trophy was presented to Rivers United. And it's celebration, you know, really in the capital today, because it's the first time we're having the trophy come this way, especially from the local league. So it's a good sign going forward. At least Rivers United will play in the CAF Champions League, which is money spinning. Mm. Once you're in the group stage, you are guaranteed money for every match, you know, you play. So it's a money thing for Rivers United, if they can go that far.
All right. Osun elections. So the Ekiti elections took place because a lot of people have referenced the Ekiti election in this matter, and they're saying that Ekiti elections took place. We didn't see the enthusiasm. We didn't see, you know, the energy that we saw in the Osun election. What could have been missing?
No, there was quite huge enthusiasm about the Osun State election. Maybe for those who do not know,
Osun Ekiti.
Ekiti, yeah, Ekiti had some kind of, shall I say, a quiet campaign, you understand?
Why was that?
I think it was because the incumbent governor had done, you know, its second term, was on his way out. So there wasn't so much heat about the incumbent trying to run, you know, for his second term. So it was a battle of wits between two former, the outgoing governor, Fayemi, and of course, former governor Fayoshe. So it was a battle of who can better install his successor. And I think at the end of the day, Fayemi outdueled Fayoshe and was able to produce a successor, which makes him the first governor in Ekiti State history to be able to produce a successor.
So we're back to Osun. What would you say worked for the dancing senator? Let's before we get into that, let's just walk quickly through the controversy that, you know, some people said characterized the last election and his loss.
Yes, you know, 4 years ago, they had to do a rerun in Osun. And remember, there were three major candidates 4 years ago, Oyetola, Adeleke, and Iyola Omishore, who is incidentally today the national secretary of APC. Yeah. So when they finished the first round, Adeleke was leading, Oyetola was second, Omishore was third. But by the time the INEC fixed a rerun, Iyola Omishore has stepped down for the APC candidate. And the area where Omishore comes from is where the rerun was actually meant to take place, which is in the Ife part, you know, of Osun State. And the moment Omishore stepped down for Oyetola, then a lot of votes had to go the way of the moment Omishore stepped down for Oyetola. Oyetola was able to garner more votes to overturn the deficit, you know, against Adeleke. Some said, look, the election was massively rigged in favor of Oyetola, but eventually INEC declared Oyetola the governor elect. That matter went up to the highest court in the land, and eventually all the courts upheld the victory of Oyetola.
Okay. There was also the matter of a certificate, you know, of Adeleke.
Yeah, there were issues about whether he attended a secondary school or not, or whether he had forged papers. That matter went to court, and I think the court was thrown out. The matter was thrown out, you know, in the long run. And I think since then, he's done himself some good by going back to school.
He went to the U.S.
in the United States, you know, to have a degree in security studies. So I think he's decided to build up himself.
Okay, so, I mean, your secondary certificate is missing or is questioned. and then you go somewhere and you come out with a degree, and that just settles it, right?
But remember that the Nigerian constitution did not say you must even pass secondary school. The constitution says you must be educated up to secondary school level. So even if you sit for WAEC or NECO and you have F9 or the constitution says be educated up to that level. So once you have a secondary education, there's evidence that you attended secondary school, you can contest any election in Nigeria.
Secondary, there's just one, there's just two, there's just three.
These days now, remember that the issue of a first school leaving certificate is being phased out. So what will replace that is the junior secondary certificate. So once you have the junior secondary certificate, and in all of my life, I've never heard of anyone who failed a GS3 exam before. So if you fail GS3 exam, then you're in real trouble.
Okay. So what worked for Senator Adeleke?
You know, I think I will narrow it down to probably about three things.
Okay.
One is the popularity of Adeleke.
The two, family?
Yeah, the man? Yeah, the family, the man.
Okay.
Two is the, or should I say, was the inability of the APC, you know, to put itself in order after that battle with Aregbesola, an attempt for Aregbesola to produce another successor in Osun State. And of course, finally, APC actually underrated PDP.
APC actually underrated PDP.
Yeah, because I'm saying so because 4 years ago, they were local government, APC won outrightly. 4 years later, Adeleke did not only win those local government, he won them massively. And these are local governments in APC dominated area. For example, the Jeshas, where Aregbesola comes from, have, I think they have about six local governments. And out of that six, Adeleke won four. One Ilesha West, one Atakumosa West, one Obokun, one Uriade. And these were local governments APC won 4 years ago. Oshogbo APC won 4 years ago. And 4 years later, Adeleke did not win Oshogbo outrightly. He won with wide margin. I think about 9,000 votes or there. About 4 years ago, Adeleke's margin over Oyetola in Eden North and South, where Adeleke comes from, was just about 23,000. That was the difference between Adeleke and Oyetola. 4 years later, there's a huge gap. There's a 28,000 difference between Oyetola and Adeleke in Eden North and South. That shows you the kind of campaign, or should I say, the kind of popularity Adeleke had acquired 4 years after he lost in controversial circumstances. So it gives you an idea of, should I say, how well PDP had worked in Osun. So 4 years later, Adeleke is winning 17 local governments out of the 30, you know, Osun has, and he was able to get huge margin. Now, 4 years ago, APC won Ilanrogun. Ilanrogun is the home local government of the former chairman of APC, Bisi Akande. 4 years later, Adeleke wins in Ilanrogun. It gives you an idea, you know, of what has gone on in Osun. And should I say, since Osun was created in 1991, only one governor has done two terms in Osun, and that is Aregbesola. Every other governor has done one term. From Isiaka Adeleke, who was governor in 1991.
That's this same Adeleke family.
Yes, this same Adeleke family. In 1999, we had Bisi Akande. Bisi Akande was succeeded by Olagunse Oyinlola. Oyinlola was succeeded by Aregbesola. Aregbesola was able to do two terms, install the successor, which makes him the first governor in Osun State history to successfully install his successor. But then the successor is unable to win a second term. So they seem to have some kind of agreement in Osun that once you do one term, we are okay with you. Let's try another person, which is what is similar to what happens in
Neighboring. Is it really trying another person? If the person who's the incumbent has done well, why would anyone want to try someone else?
You know, Osun was created out of the old Oyo State, and Osun and Oyo seem to share, you know, similar trajectory when it comes to politics. In Oyo State history too, only one governor has done two terms, and that is a late Abiola Ajimobi. Otherwise, in Oyo, even with the performance of Bola Ige in 1979, by 1983, Oyo State people were already voting for Olunloyo of the NPN. So sometimes it isn't just about whether you have performed well in office or not. Sometimes it's about whether the people still like you or not. And that's exactly what happens.
All right, so some people have said that the matter of likeness has taken over the matter of competence.
Well, I think it is the voter's choice. You don't blame those who are voting. If majority of those who voted in an election are in favor of somebody they like. Mm. I think it's their responsibility to also suffer for the 4 years if the man doesn't perform well. Mm. But if the man performs well, it's also their lot, it's their luck. You know, that's why I said, look, in this case, you can't blame the electorate. They have the power in their hands. And if they're able to use the power in their hands to vote for who they like, then you can't question their propriety.
Mm. So maybe for the next 4 years, they'll just be dancing, and then perhaps they might not see the development that should come with, having a governor. So registered voters, 1.952.
Yeah.
Accredited voters, 827,000. Valid votes, 804,450. Rejected votes, 18,674. Votes cast, 823,124. PVCs collected, Olalekan Ege, 1.5, just over 1.5 million.
Yeah.
So percentage turnout, registered voters, 42.37%. Percentage turnout, PVCs collected, 54.48%. What happened?
Yeah. No, I think...
over 700,000, not... Yeah.
But the percentage turnout for voters is the highest...
42%.
Yeah, is the highest we've had in recent history. In Anambra State, it was less than 11%.
No, we know that that's the way it's always been. But in this particular state, didn't they have more voters in the last election?
I know, I think the fact that we've won... they are much less than this in the last... election. They are much less than this. The fact that we have 42-point-something percent voter turnout this year shows huge improvement in terms of Osun State. I do not in Ekiti State.
Okay, there's been an increase, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. In Ekiti State, we had less than 30% of voter turnout in Ekiti State.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for tuning in. We've got about 23 minutes to wrap this up this morning. My name is Enogbevery. My guest is here, Olalekan Ege. Thank you, Ege. So we're looking at the data, and there's like a 15% increase in...
voter turnout.
Voter turnout, but still way, 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 way below a B. It's 54.
Well,
that's C.
Yeah.
So what happened to the other... We're looking at about 40% not, you know, showing up at all.
Yeah, look at the national elections from 1999. There's a trajectory.
No, we cannot be doing that. We're shouting.
No, there's a trajectory.
No, we're shouting. We're shouting, get your PVC.
Yes.
We're shouting, if you want change, this is the sure way to do it. At that level. So if people are collecting the PVCs, over 1,500,000, does it mean that it's just a document that maybe if you don't collect, you can't access healthcare, you can't access... What is it?
Well, I think you should also judge it against the background of what you had before. Look at it globally. In how many countries do you have... we are talking about apathy on the part of human beings. And particularly in Nigeria, we are saying, look, we cry too much. We shout so much.
You have collected the PVC.
On the day of election, you don't get people turning out. So to even have 42% in Osun is a miracle. It's a national landmark. I'm telling you, since 1999, 42% turnout is a national landmark. And I'm telling you, in Anambra, we had less than 12% voter turnout in Anambra. We had less than 30 in Ekiti State. And Osun has taken it a notch higher to 42%. If we can sustain the 42% going into general elections in 2023, then we could have... a revolution in terms of voter turnout in Nigeria. If we achieve 40%, in 2019, out of nearly 80 million registered voters, we had less than 35 million or thereabouts voting, you know, in 2019. So let's see whether Osun can now help us to sustain a trajectory of people turning out to come and vote. And maybe the reason why we had this voter turnout in Osun is because Bola Ahmed Tinubu is said to come from Osun State and that Oyetola is his cousin. So the stakes were high in Osun as to see whether Tinubu can use Osun, where people claim he's from, as a testing ground for his presidential ambition.
How did that turn out?
This is local politics, Eno. It may not have anything to do with how the Southwest will vote in 2023.
Every vote counts.
Every vote does count.
If the PDP could win in, like you say, the state they claim that Tinubu comes from,
yeah,
it does send a message.
It does send a message, really, but it could, the message could also be somewhat of a deception, because it might not signpost how the people of Osun will vote during the presidential election. Incidentally, and no, Atiku's wife is from Osun State. Titi Abubakar. Titi Abubakar, okay, is from Osun State. So you understand why the stakes may also be high in Osun State. In 2019, Atiku did very well in Osun, though Buhari won Osun State. And it's also, let's to put it on record, that PDP actually won two states in 2019, Ondo State and Oyo State. PDP won those two states in 2019 against Buhari. So it gives you a background of how APC and PDP, you know, have been performing in the Southwest. And, you know, Oyo State
is... You can say something.
Yeah, Oyo State is just beside, you know, Osun. And Makinde in Oyo State will be a little bit happy that the PDP in the neighboring state has been able to garner some huge votes. And there's a local government particularly that is just beside Ibadan, which is Iwo. Iwo is in Osun State, but is a walking distance, you know, from Ibadan. So it gives you an idea of how PDP may perform in 2023 in the Southwest.
Okay. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. For you, does this mean you have more confidence in INEC and the conduct of the election, or perhaps elections to come? What happened in Osun State? But Olalekan, I would like to get your response to this as well.
Well, I think it's what is to come. It's a feeling of what the people want. And INEC with the Beavers has been able to revolutionize the way people are voting. This automatic uploading of results from polling units has helped a lot of people. And I watched the Osun election closely. And as soon as voting ended, we started seeing sorting and counting of votes. And as soon as you get to INEC office, you can go to a particular local government. You can actually see your unit result and your ward result, your local government result on INEC portal. So it was easy for people to begin to calculate who was ahead, who was doing well, and who was not doing well. I think it's kudos, you know, to INEC. If they can sustain this going into 2023, they will probably have a lot of shocks in 2023. You might just have people saying, look, you are popular and you lose election, and you are not popular and you win election. So politics is local, like we always say.
All right. Some people have said that Davido's influence was very... Maybe the word is not very strong, but was felt. After the election, I think there was a post online showing Chris Brown congratulating Adeleke.
Yeah.
And someone said, soon they will give Chris Brown Rhodes Project to come on too.
You can't discountenance Davido's influence in Osun State election. His father is a philanthropist. They've done quite a lot in Osun. There's Adeleke University in Osun State. And remember that one of the Adelekes was the first executive governor of Osun State in 1991. Isiaka Adeleke. He was popularly known as Sherubawon. Sherubawon simply means somebody who creates fear in you. That's the meaning of Sherubawon. Isiaka Adeleke. You know, Osun people. Osho has a checkered history when it comes to politics. So you could say, look, the Adeleke's family, you know, they have been coming. They've produced a governor before. They're having a governor this time around. Davido's father, or shall I say grandfather, was also a senator. So you understand the feeling.
And Davido is going to be a governor one day.
You never can tell.
I just know that. No,
you never can tell.
I've said it before.
That's if he has interest.
I don't know when I mean, I don't know.
You don't know whether Evie has interest.
If we'll ever sit together again like this, or you know, anytime in the future. But I'm saying it now that I believe. I don't know. I've just had that feeling for a long time. I mean, the last 9 months that Davido is going to run for governor and he will win.
Maybe after 8 years of his uncle, he could as well put
in... Yeah, because he'll be old enough then.
No, he's old enough already. Right, yeah, he's old enough
maybe
already.
Maybe he'll
now
be more prepared then.
Yes, he can put in his aspiration after 8 years of his uncle, if your uncle gets to spend...
Then Adela Adeleke will take over. Then, from
you know,
become the entertainment capital of...
I think what is giving them some kind of edge is the huge votes that come out of Eden North and South. You know, they are from Eden. So it depends on how they're able to sustain their influence, you know, in those two local governments. And once they can do well in Eden North and South, they will definitely do well in some of the neighboring local government before heading to the state capital.
Okay,
Daniel, it's good business for them, really.
Yeah, Daniel is... Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, you're on Nigerian Info.
Okay, for me, the low turnout. INEC is able to tell us where the numbers of the PVC is collected. A proper database is my problem here because there is no data to show that the numbers of these individuals are still alive. There are possibilities that some of them are dead, and there is no data to show that. So
yeah,
one would be to consider the numbers of people that collected the PVC.
Even if
the other way hand, those numbers which collected before my neck office does not reflect that some of them are still alive, so that I cannot question the voter turnout. Then I completely disagree in terms of the course of Osun election. That is how PDP will do well in Osun State. The mentality of this have changed. It's about the candidate. It's not even about the political party. In fact, the Nigerian people today are no longer interested in a party because this party mentality has been killing everybody. You are PDP, you vote PDP because it's PDP. PDP does not perform in office. What perform is an individual. So these days, I think the youth or everybody is looking at, if it's APC that presents a good candidate, they'll go down and vote him. If it's PDP, they'll go down. It doesn't matter if it's there, but neighbor. It's all about the candidate these days. And then the same candidate didn't do well, they'll vote him out.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daniel. Olalekan, would you say the Oyetola man did not do well?
Well, I think, I think the people of Osun have not been too happy with Oyetola. Remember I said he won by the whiskers, you know, 4 years ago. And as at the time Aregbesola was leaving office, he was owing a lot of workers money and all of that. Remember, Osun had this problem of being able of not being able to pay workers and all of that. So,
here's one of the most indebted states.
So you understand why Oyetola struggled 4 years ago to win. And I think the people weren't happy that Oyetola, that Adeleke didn't win 4 years ago. So I think this time around, they waited and said, look, we'll avoid all the controversies of 4 years ago. We are now going to make sure that, look, we outdwell, you know, the sitting governor. And I think that's what happened. And like I said earlier, really, if you look at the six states of the Southwest, only in three states have you had a governor being able to successfully, you know, install a successor, and that's in Lagos, in Osun, and Ekiti State. The politics is dynamic in the Southwest, I must tell you. And the last caller talked about people voting for who they like, regardless of the party. And I can assure you, you know, with the exception of Lagos, every other state in the Southwest has been able to vote out a ruling political party. That's just the way they've played politics in the Southwest, in Ogun State, in Oyo State, in Ondo State, in Osun. We've had political parties between APC and PDP. In fact, in Ondo State, we had the AD, we had Labour Party, we had PDP, now we have APC in Ekiti. Same thing in Ondo State, same thing in Ekiti State. We had AD, we had PDP, we had PDP against Shegoni, succeeded by Fahimi of the then Action Congress. Fahimi succeeded by Fayoshe. Fayoshe succeeded by Fahimi, and now Fahimi has been able to produce Oyebanji in terms of his successor. So it gives you the kind of politics the Southwest has been playing since 1999.
All right. So messages here on WhatsApp. We're on Twitter at NigerInfoPH. Feel free to join the conversation. For you as a voter, would you say that this has shown that INEC is ready for the 2023 elections, talking about, you know, the result being the will of the people. Otumba is union report. APC's Oyetola Vega would have won, but Osun APC has an internal crisis. Oyetola overlooked some of these issues. On the other hand, the people of Osun decided, and what helps the PDP is the popularity of the Adeleke's only. Osun election taught me a lesson. Protest votes is the best way to kick out bad leaders. Anyway, I guess not talking about what I consider a protest against Omishori. He never lost, but may think he betrayed them by his alliance with the APC in 2018 and his compensation of national secretary. Also, top members voted against their party, Kingsley. Did you see that tweet from Marie Bouchala?
No, I don't think so. Ife as a municipality, as a four local government, Ife South, Ife Central, Ife East, and I think Ife North, out of the four, Omishori won in three. You understand? While Adeleke won just one of them, I think Adeleke won in Ife North. So I don't think it's a protest vote against Omishori. If that was the case, then Omishori would have lost all the four LGs, you know, in Ife municipality. So I don't see that.
This one is saying, ask our guest if he feels the APC Muslim ticket was also a factor in them losing the elections.
I think that it should be stated that the Southwest has absolutely no problem with a Muslim ticket. And for the man asking the question, the previous Adeleke, that was the executive governor of Osun State, was a Muslim.
Right.
The one we have now is a Christian. So, religion does not play any role in Southwest politics, I must say. It does not.
Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on.
I think, let me say congratulations to my dancing senator, the incoming governor of Osun State. The election has proven that come 2023 is not business as usual. I think APC should learn the mistake they have made. At least the thing is, we shunting them today. APC has crumbled Nigeria's economy. I think it's high time they leave the office so that we have a good governance in Nigeria. Congratulations to the people of Osun State and Adeleke, the incoming governor. Thank you.
All right. He was dancing in church yesterday. And now APC underrated PDP in this election because of bigwigs Omishori, Akonde, Arigbesola, ETC, and refused to mend their fences. Adeleke has become a movement since the death of his brother. His winning is not political, but personality-based. Let me create an impression. It's not true that Osun is Muslim-dominated. Out of 30 local government areas, only 10 have a Muslim population more than Christian. Election in Osun is just the will of the people. Leko?
Yeah, true. But like I said, religion does not play any role in the way and manner Southwest has been playing politics since 1999. And I'm saying it once again that, look, the Muslim ticket will not have any effect in the Southwest. They would rather vote for the personalities they like. After all, Tinubu is a Muslim. Atiku of the PDP is a Muslim. Peter Obi is a Christian. We don't have much problems, you know, the way and manner we vote. And I must tell you, look, a lot of us have Muslim relatives in the Southwest. I, for one, have Muslim relatives. I have uncles that are Muslims. Mm-hmm. So you understand why we have absolutely no problem with religion in the Southwest. We just vote based on who we like at any particular point in time. And if we like you, you win. And 4 years later, the same people who supported you and fought for you will tell you to your face,
they don't like you again.
Let's vote another person. That's the way, you know, like I said, that's the way Oyo State has played their politics for a long time.
All right. We have messages here. Isaac Lubem, is the people's choice because we're tired of a failed government. The same thing will happen in 2023. Chris Frankie, David was what worked for him. Alex says, I don't think it's just the popularity alone for Adeleke. Nigerians are tired. Though Adeleke is popular and loved by all, the youth came out en masse to vote out APC. Mind you, they voted a person, another political party, and he believes that will happen in 2023. Ozo says, he believes that what transpired in Austrian election will replicate itself come 2023 general elections. People's vote will count. All right, that's some faith in INEC. Frank says, God of vengeance showed himself strong in Osun State. Victor says, Adeleke was able to win because his mandate was stolen. And this time around, the pool of Osun came out in their numbers and voted for the popular candidate. Popular candidate is very important come 2023 general elections. Kudos to the new electoral law. Popular sovereignty now resides with the people. Gandhi is calling from Waterlines. Final call. Ganiyu, good morning.
Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Mr. Ige.
Good morning.
Okay, I just want to quickly get an enlightenment on something. Someone posted a tweet this morning talking about the likelihood of Adeleke losing that seat back to Oyetola. He mentioned the case of what happened at the primary, that the case is still in court and all that. So I don't want to waste time. So, Mr. Ige, if you have a knowledge of this, can you please enlighten him? Thank you.
Well, I think he's talking about whether PDP has a problem from their primaries. I don't think that will have any effect on the election. What will happen, I think the worst case out of that, following the amendment of the Electoral Act, is that if the processes that brought up the candidate of a party was faulty and it is nullified by the court, then the victory goes back to the party that came second in the election, not the party that loses, substituting the candidate, unlike what we have in the case of Amaechi, where somebody stood for the election and the Supreme Court said, look, it is assumed that it was Amaechi that stood for that election because he was the authentic candidate of the party. The Electoral Act has since been amended to say, look, if you don't participate in all the processes, there is no way you can be made governor. So if it is true that PDP has problem in their primaries and the court nullifies the process, PDP won't be able to present any other candidate, you know, to replace Adeleke.
So what happens?
The victory will have to go to APC that came second in the election. So it's whether the matter in court will succeed, if there is any, whether it will succeed or not. But if it does succeed, then PDP loses out completely and it transfers the victory to the second place, the political party.
Okay. Osun election is a clear evidence that the new electoral law is actually working. Electoral Act. Rivers will surely do the same. Nicholas, send that in. Tech says, talking about sports. I think we should be pleased at the 42% turnout. Indeed, this turnout is supposedly the actual turnout of voters. Recall the card reader reduced the reported number of voters in the 2015 election as it eliminated voters without PVC. So with the new BVAS, whatever machine, this turnout is real. When Arewesola shunned that peace meeting, I knew Oyetola was in trouble. 44,000 vote margin is very small for Arewesola's support to erode. PMB should start making deliberate effort to unite warring factions in the APC.
Well, I think that's left for the APC as a political party to be able to resolve their internal differences. Similar thing is happening in Oyo State. Similar thing is happening to APC in Ogun State. Recently, some supporters of Senator Ibikunle Amosun decamped to PDP, and it gives you an idea of what may happen in Ogun State in 2023 if the party does not put, you know, its house in order. So you already know that Oyo State is in tatters already. A lot of APC supporters and faithful have already left the party and decamped to another party, and they are vying for governorship ticket in that party. So it gives you an idea of what's happening to APC in the Southwest. Oshun is gone. Oyo State, I think Makinde may just win second term in Oyo State if the people of Ibadan are not tired of Makinde, because it is the Ibadan people who own Oyo State. So out of the, I think out of the 33 local governments in Oyo State, I think Ibadan people own 17 or 18. So it gives you an idea that they can get tired of anybody at any point in time and replace the person. So Ogun State too may just be in the tatters. Remember that Amosun and the current governor don't see eye to eye, even though they are of the same political party, because Amosun preferred somebody else. You know, Amosun had promised the waterside people of Ogun State governorship because they had not produced governor in the history of the state, which was thwarted by a vice majority of power brokers in the APC that brought in Prince Dapo Abiodun. So Amosun clearly is not happy with his governor, even though they are of the same political party. So it means Ogun State might just be hanging in 2023. It's left for APC to put its house in order.
Will they do that before the election? Someone is saying, why is it that when the PDP wins, process is working, but when APC wins, it must have been rigged? Ernest from Moji. Well, Ernest, that was before yesterday's election and what was seen. Even at some of the polling units, when the network was poor, the voters were willing to support the INEC officials to ensure that it was uploaded.
Yes.
And so between here and there, there was no rigging. The issue that, you know, Lalekan here has highlighted before is that the matter of vote buying behind the scenes, something that still needs to be tackled before the elections to ensure that people actually vote their choice. And perhaps there has to be a more creative way to vote and not people are unable to see how you have voted. Thank you very much, Lalekan, for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Enoch Wevery. Thank you for listening. The dancing senator will be sworn in as a dancing governor. And let's see what happens in Osun State in terms of development. One of the poorest, even with lots of mineral deposits in that state. My name is Enoch Wevery. Thank you for your time and to enjoy the rest of our broadcast.